This week, we're speaking about Sukkot, the Festival of Tabernacles. Sukkot, a harvest festival occurring in the early fall, celebrated the completion of the late summer and fall harvest of fruits and vegetables. In Leviticus 23, Adonai said, "You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. All the native born in Israel are to live in Sukkot, so that your generations may know that I had B'nai Yisrael to dwell in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt." Sukkot, little shelters, are built in homes and are festively decorated with harvest fruits. Eating in and sometimes sleeping in a sukkah is a joyful time. God gave this 7-day festival as a continuous reminder of the time of Israel's living in booths when they came out of Egypt. Today we build Sukkot not only to commemorate and remember, but also to look forward. The sukkah is symbolic of our home, and as we eat there, we worship Adonai who brought us out of Egypt, and we remember. This itself is not only deliverance, but also looking forward to the end of the age. Then the harvest will not be fruits and vegetables, but the souls of men and women as Messiah Yeshua returns to claim them. Yeshua was teaching in the temple on Hoshana Rabbah, the 7th day of the festival. John chapter 7 says, "On the last and greatest day of the feast, Yeshua stood up and cried out loudly, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.'" On that festival day, the priest had just completed the water libation ceremony, taking ceremonial water from the Gihon spring to be poured out at the base of the altar. Yeshua, connecting the natural spring water to living water, was speaking about his Holy Spirit, which he gives to everyone who trusts him. The next day, on the day called Shemini Atzeret, the 8th day of conclusion, he was again teaching in the temple. In John chapter 8, we read, "Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will no longer walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Making allusion to the four great candlesticks, each 75 feet tall, which shed light over the temple during the festival, Yeshua spoke of himself as the light of life, light which turns our lives from the darkness of sin to God's light. The final and spiritual conclusion of this festival really began at Mount Sinai. By giving Israel Torah, Adonai betrothed her, he the groom and Israel the bride. The Torah became the ketubah, the marriage contract. In Jeremiah 31, after speaking about the new covenant not being like the covenant he made with that early generation, Adonai said, "For they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them." Israel violated the ketubah, the marriage contract, but God promised a new and better one through his son Yeshua. Now Yeshua, the Lamb of God, is our groom, and we the body of Messiah are the bride. In the end of days, after Yeshua returns to earth and defeats his enemies, we will unite with him spiritually in fulfillment of Adonai's initial commitment at Mount Sinai. Revelation 19 says, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready." Each of us has the opportunity to make ourselves ready. Trust Yeshua, for he is coming again, and joined with him, we, his bride, will live with him eternally. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you, God's peace.